Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no easy way
out. Whoa.
There's no shortcut.
You were really ready for that.
There's no easy. No, because this is what it is. Again, like last night at the game and the fans behind us that were having those nonsensical conversations about hockey and about what it used to be.
Not nonsensical.
I thought they were cooking.
They made a lot of sense.
No, listen. I say that with all due respect, but.
Doesn't sound like it.
Well, no, I do, because I had a ball with those guys, so shout out to those guys. He was talking a lot, but I appreciate that because it gives you perspective about how we look at things as sports fans. Because, man, listen, the only difference between what we do on a daily basis and what people do at the bar is the alcohol. I mean, to be totally honest.
Is that really the difference?
That is. I mean, I know sometimes I might sound drunk or high.
Yeah, but
accusations have been out there.
You know what I mean? It's been out there, but it's the bottom line. And that's why I can't wrap my mind around the fact that when people say, oh, that sounds crazy. People have crazy conversations about sports all the time. And it's always a what if. So I appreciate that from them last night because it really put it in perspective.
It centered you a little bit?
Yeah.
Now the Eagles got to be centered.
No easy way out, Joe. Ain't no shortcut home. Well, that's a beautiful sentiment.
There's no easy way out.
And this is where a lot of times, when they say football echoes life, and sometimes it just has to be that way. Because like when you asked me this morning, you said, "Well, hey, how the Eagles going to win this game?" Because they have to.
But doesn't every team have to?
Not really. Like you have to.
You're right. There are some games that are a little more must win. I get that. But
yeah, no. But it's more so. And I look at it like it's a lot more minutiae to it, and we'll go into it. But I look at it like this. When you look at it on paper, the Eagles are the most talented team, one of the most talented teams, if not the most talented team in NFL. They are the equivalent to Ohio State right now in college football. When you talk about the roster and the dominance that they've been playing with for the whole year, they beat the brakes off of Michigan last week, right?
Yeah.
They beat the brakes off of Michigan.
Yeah, they've dominated.
But the point is this. So we're the closest thing to a college roster. So with that being said, you know, and what's been said about Jalen for the last couple of years is that you're the overly talented team, so it ain't hard. So okay, if that's the sentiment, then make it easier. Go out there and execute better.
Well, maybe they'll make it easier if they start playing a little bit tougher. Let's listen to some of this exchange because these two takes here. Seth Joyner followed by Jason Kelce. Interesting to hear both of them talking about the issues with the Eagles, how they get back on track. Let's start with Seth Joyner, what he was noticing, what he feels as he watches the Eagles lately.
Why can't they run it effectively?
Because they don't fight. They don't fight up front. Okay? They believe that if they just put their body on a guy, that the guy's going to stay blocked. And that they're going to have success. Now, I don't know where that mentality comes from because they've all been playing football their entire lives. And we're all coached to fight until you hear the whistle. Play, through the whistle.
They're just not good. Okay? I mean, Steen just not good enough.
I'm looking at it, John. I'm looking at it, and I'm telling you, you know, from watching other teams, watching teams that run the ball effectively, okay, it's a pride thing. Mm-hmm. I got a guy across from me, and my objective is to maul his ass like a bear, okay? And I'm going to maul him until I can't hear the whistle no more. And if you're really detailed and you watch the film, they don't finish plays and they don't fight. They don't fight and try to take care of their guy like their life depends on it. Like I watched Landon Dickerson block a guy and let him go, and he let him go, and the guy goes and runs and make the play. And I'm like, did you hear a whistle?
Yeah.
Did you hear a freaking whistle?
That's a really good point.
What are you doing stopping and letting the guy go? If it's your job to block him, you block him until you hear the second damn whistle.
I can't tell you how often.
And they stop.
You know, it's. I have wondered for a lot of this year, Hugh, because they struggle on offense, right? There's obvious. They've been a bad offensive team. How much of this are they not as good as we think they should be versus have they lost a little of that eye of the tiger? Right, this has come up, and we've kind of danced around it, right? I think Saquon was the one we had the most discussion with this, right? Is he running the same way? But now that's Seth talking about the offensive linemen, not finishing blocks, not playing through the whistle. And I don't know the answer. I mean, maybe they are physically diminished. Like, you know, Landon had surgery in August. You know, Cam's coming off of a back surgery, and he missed a game earlier this season, or missed a couple games, right? How much of this is they're just not the same physically, so it's showing when you watch the game, versus how much is it hard to get back up after they won? Like to do it again, the whole hungry dogs run faster thing again. I don't know. Because what Seth's noticing there is something is different, right? Whether that is mental or physical, they're not playing through the whistle the way they used to.
That's a good question. And there's probably a lot into that. But this is where I don't know, because I've never been in the position that they've been in, respectfully.
Coming off a championship
and feeling that complacency. Never did that. Always was aspiring to be, you know, get to that point. But I could imagine that that's probably tough. You know, having a ceremony a week before the season started and then aggressively going out of your way to try to pretend like it's not a big deal.
Yeah, they didn't know the banner was being dropped.
Yeah. You know, that was a lot. Like, I think a lot of times we don't want to live in reality so much that it clouds some of the things that we do or clouds the way that we see things, right? So I always, you know, you try to be real with yourself and be honest.
And this isn't just an Eagles thing. I mean, think about it. Like, other than the Chiefs and the Patriots, we get very few teams that repeat in a very long time in the NFL. I mean, there's a human element to this where it's probably just challenging to have that same drive.
It's hard to have that same mentality.
Of course it is.
Have that same mentality, because I can honestly tell you, the Hugh that I was when I was working my way back to get to this point is not the same Hugh now, because the grind is different. You know what I mean? I pick myself up by the bootstraps, so it's different. You know, the mentality is different, but the focus is still the same. You know, the focus is still there, but it's different in a sense. But this team, I think there's a lot that has transpired that has not been discussed. Mm. You know what I mean? And it feels like we all sit here. Let me tell you, moving a little bit ahead, they have to win this week. They have to win, because if not, the veil comes off Monday.
Tuesday. Yeah, so here's what happens. Like, obviously the Cowboys game tonight impacts the odds, right? If the Cowboys lose tonight, could the Eagles then lose on Monday and still be in? Okay? They could. But you know, we all know what's going to happen. If they drop their third straight game Monday, it's going to feel like the sky is absolutely falling. I mean, that clearly will be what's going on. That's more than the standings, Hugh, why they need to win on Monday.
Yes, and this reckless speculation has been brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bet match technology to find your perfect match.
Best on point, as always. In the business. All right. Can we hear Jason Kelce, who was on...
me when you did that. God.
Jason Kelce.
I saw the fear in your eye.
And it wasn't even Larkin walking in this time. All right. Can we hear from
needles up in this
Jason Kelce this morning, his thought on what Seth was saying there, his reaction to it?
I don't think so. I think that these guys are very motivated to play well. I think when everything is clicking and everyone is confident in where they're going and what's happening, you end up playing more aggressive. And to me, again, we talked about it a little bit earlier in the show. I do see times where guys are going to the same player. I do see times where everyone's not locked into the communication and what's happening. And I think that causes indecision, which causes people to not be as aggressive. I'm used to the Philadelphia Eagles running off the ball on double team blocks. And I think that's happened less this year. And it's hard to know whether that is indecisiveness or they're just more hampered with injury at times, or whether teams have gotten better at defending those types of things. I do definitely see Seth's point on guys winning late. And that's one thing. Blocking to the echo of the whistle, maintaining proper leverage. When you down block, a guy beating you over the top late is a loss. And especially if he makes a tackle. And these are things that I think you didn't see as much from the Philadelphia Eagles offensive line. You maintain the proper hat position. I mean, I do not think it's a want-to thing.
So he disagreed. I mean, he seems like he's noticing some of the same things as Seth. He just feels like it's coming from a different reason. 215-592-9494. All right, our Twitter poll question. We have a few up to start the show today because we got a lot going on here. Should I take back the take that the NFC East is over? Right now, my plan is not to do that. But I will listen to what everyone says. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Are you still confident in the Eagles winning the NFC? Hugh, I don't like these results so far.
What, 60%
people saying no? Only 53% saying yes, 47% not confident in the Eagles winning the NFC right now. We're at 67% that believe I should take back the take that the NFC is over. I guess we could consider rolling up the banner. And then we have a big spread on this one. Do you know who Pierce Brosnan is? 91% yes. I expected that.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't.
I know.
Not my finest work.
Yeah. I was surprised you didn't know. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Steven in Chestnut Hill is up. Hey, Steven.
Hey, listen, when Cowboys traded Parsons, and there was a lot of talk on this station about how that was the dumbest move Jerry Jones ever did. The Cowboys are finished. You know, they were finished before that, but they're even finished after that. And I said, wait a second now. Jones is not a dummy. I don't care what you all say. And I think, you know, I think Cowboys are going to come back and they're going to make the playoffs, but I didn't think they were going to win the division, and now I do. And the Eagles have it's four game, the magic number for the Eagles.
Yes, four.
This is a critical week. If the Eagles lose this week and the Cowboys win, I don't know, man. That's pretty bad. But opposite of that, then you get down to two games and the division's done.
Yes. So I'll say it this way. I think this week the Eagles have to chop at least one off of the magic number. It doesn't have to be two. I mean, two would be wonderful.
Well, they have to do it by winning, by hoping the Cowboys lose.
Well, either way, chops a number off. But I agree with you, Steven. We'd feel better if the Eagles just win their game. But
right,
if we get through this weekend and that magic number's down to three, I feel pretty darn good they're going to win the division.
Yeah.
If it's still at four, we got trouble. I mean, that's just the reality.
Well, it'll be higher than four if the Cowboys win and the Eagles lose.
No, it can't change. It's just sit at four. It'll just sit at four. Yeah.
And listen, I want to ask a question here. Okay, so you're going to answer this question too, because I mean you're probably going to get a lot of this. When the Eagles lose and after the Cowboys win this Thursday, how bad is it going to be here next Tuesday on this radio station?
Wait a minute. You're saying
he's saying we lose. Cowboys win.
Cowboys win tonight. They're back to win. They're going to win easily. And the Eagles are not winning. Something about going to California in December for the Eagles has not been great for them. Back when Carson Wentz got knocked out,
They won that game.
Just bad things happen. I'm just telling you. You could come out of
one
that game
with
Jalen with a broken leg.
You talking what?
All right, that feels extreme.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know it's extreme.
When was the last time they lost
a
game in L.A.? It's been a long time.
What are you talking about?
I can't even remember a loss in L.A.
Maybe because of what happened to them with Carson, and I just the whole crew, their whole everything went downhill from there for Eagles after that.
No, they won the
Carson
Super Bowl.
Going out.
They won the Super Bowl.
They was, you know, what's his name?
Yeah, that guy came in.
Nicky Foles.
Yeah, they won it all. Forget it, Steve. A good phone call. So
a lot of nonsense, but
so
that's a weird call.
I actually can't recall the game them ever losing in L.A.
No.
Now, I know there
LeGarrette
was a
Blount ran all over
right,
them.
In 18, Foles came in for Wentz the Sunday night game. They were underdogs by like 12
and
points,
won.
And they won outright, and then they got on a run. And obviously, there was a long period of time where there was no football in L.A.
Right.
Like, so
Saquon ran all over them last year in L.A.
I can't think of a game they lost in
L.A.
Yeah,
no, that was nonsense.
I mean, I'm sure it happened in the 80s or something, right? Like, I just mean, like, it's been a very long time since I can picture them losing a football game in Los Angeles. So for whatever the hell that's worth, I can't picture one. As far as what we need this week, yeah, we need a Cowboys loss tonight. I mean, yeah, we want to win on Monday, but I really could use a Cowboys loss tonight.
Have we confirmed the magic number with our expert, Jolly?
I thought Dan Wilson's the expert. Buzz.
Well, not according to Jolly.
Oh, so Jolly's the expert? The magic number is 4. The magic number...
Well, we've got to ask Charlie.
All right, well, if you want to text Charlie and ask him what the magic number, just let that go. They need to win tonight. And I wanted to come in today, and I was hoping everyone would be on board, that the division is still over, and that the Cowboys would lose tonight. And then Hugh Douglas rolls in here and tells me that Dallas is winning tonight.
Why? They are. Because they're playing well right now.
No, I don't mean why they're going to win. Why you're doing this to me?
No, I'm just being honest with you, Joe.
We raised the banner.
Well, we did, and we still are in control of our destiny.
Okay,
and that's what I believe. The Eagles have lost the luxury of being, you know, having that cushion that they once potentially could have had because they allowed Dallas back. They could have sent Dallas home when they were up 21 points. They could have sent them.
Oh, that would have ended it.
Yeah, that would have ended it. They were done.
Yep.
They were done. Two losses by us. We would have did it. We didn't do that. We didn't control our destiny in that situation. We allowed them to get back into this. So, with that being said, you have to get it done because if you don't, they're going to take something from you that you're probably never going to live down. This is one of those moments. This is a watershed moment for this team because – there's a lot of listen to what's being said, people. It's starting to shift. Like when you hear pundits talk about this, you know, we got a lot of heat a couple weeks ago, you know, when it wasn't all the blame wasn't all on Kevin Petullo. Got a lot of heat. This Monday's game, if it plays out negatively for us, they taking everybody to the lab. And guess who's going to be diagnosed the most?
Hugh Douglas.
The quarterback.
Mm.
Because this is where, you know, all the stuff that the Jalen fans, and I'm not picking on you, but listen to it.
But
like,
you're calling them out a little bit.
I'm not calling them out, Joe. It's like there's been a disconnect with this team for a couple seasons right now, right? And we've had the luxury of being able to say it's this, that, or the third because of the fact that some of it's true. Jalen has not had the same coordinator his whole life. But now it becomes, say, if it goes south Monday, come Tuesday, now it becomes, okay, now what's going on? Because the Eagles have doubled down. They've backed their horse. You gotta get this one. That's why I say you gotta get this one. You have to get this one. Because when they say to they're at the gate, the thieves at the gate, or the barbarians are at the gate.
Who are the barbarians in this? Chargers?
Yeah. The barbarians are at the gate. Because you're starting to hear the pundits when they talk, they're using trigger words. Well, you know, the offense has been doing this, and I remember who was it? Schrager. Howie's frat brother. When he was talking about what did he say? I'm paraphrasing.
Oh, well, he mentioned Petullo and Sirianni. They had run different things in Indianapolis.
This is what you listen to what's being
Phillip
said.
When they had Phillip Rivers and all
listen
that.
Listen to what's being said. So it's going to get bad Monday because now you're not in control. Dallas is in the driver's seat. Monday is going to be big for the Eagles. Whether, you know, Coach Sirianni would sit there and talk about we play whoever's in front. No, you better get that one. You better get that one.
So I think we all realize what would be better for the odds and be better for the Eagles, just chances, which was a Dallas loss tonight.
No, don't do that. Don't say what you're about to say.
No, I'm asking a question. For the Eagles' focus, do you think it's better if the Cowboys win or lose tonight?
Win.
I was wondering the same thing.
Win.
Like, if the Cowboys lose tonight, you know, the Eagles have a little bit more cover on Monday. But I wonder, like, if the Cowboys win tonight, they have to be on their P's and Q's Monday, because it's like they have to win that.
I look at it like this, Joe. Pressure make diamonds. Like, you know, they say go and get off the pot. Like, this is like for everything that our quarterback has built himself up to be, this is the moment of truth. I want them to win tonight.
Oh, don't say that.
No.
For the
simple fact, now this is where the rubber meets the road. All these cliches. And again, for y'all that don't understand, I'm not calling him out. I believe in him. But this is where, you know, how lip service. I ain't trying to, no, show me the baby. Mm. Like, you know, you hear people talk about they when it's time to walk, it's time to walk. It's time to walk. Because that's what this is going to be. Because when Dallas win tonight, which I think they
stop
are.
Stop saying
I'll get
it.
The hell out of
no,
here.
No, I just think they are. And if they win tonight, hey, man, you got
to
walk.
Did I hear him say he wants Dallas to win tonight? I hear that.
You did. You probably did.
Yeah, you did.
Because I think if that happens, that's going to light a fire to us. Because it's time to walk then.
Here's what I'll say. It's one of those things like if Dallas does win tonight, I could spin it in my head like, oh, this could be good for the Eagles' focus. But I can't go into the game tonight thinking that. I can't put the TV on at 8 o'clock.
It's a hell of a take. The Cowboys win is good for the Eagles tonight.
I think it is. I think it's one hell of a motivator.
Do you think if I put that up at a poll, it would go well? Is the Cowboys win tonight good for the Eagles?
Pop it up. See what happens. See what the people say. See if they agree with Hugh Douglas. It might be good for the Eagles' focus. Is it? As someone who helped raise a banner here, I can't handle a Cowboys win tonight. I need the Lions to win this football game tonight. It's a huge one. 215-592-9494. Andy in Westchester's up on WIP. What's up, Andy? Andy.
Uh-oh.
Did we see Andy last night in the game?
Yep. Yep, I think he got the best of them. Mm-hmm. Andy.
Going once, going twice. All right, Andy back on hold. Let's go to, we got a Cowboy fan here. What are we doing? What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? Tush Pushers?
Tush Pushers. What are you... What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that y'all don't know what the I think Hugh tapped on a little bit what the problem is. It's Jalen, man. He's not a dude. They don't believe in Jalen, so they're not playing
hey,
that
hey,
hard.
Hey, Shiesty. You ain't a part of the family, man. Don't come here talking about family members, man. What you doing? You ain't a part of the family.
I'm just trying to
We don't need your outside input, dog. We don't need your input.
I'm just trying to give y'all Tush Pushers a little bit of direction, man, because y'all seem to be, you know, as usual, delusional. Y'all better hope and pray y'all win out. I'd just say that.
Are you a Cowboys fan calling us delusional?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, y'all been
that. Now that's rich.
I drunk the Kool-Aid. I'm in full delusional.
Yes, we know.
It must be early November because early December because this is most years where Cowboys fans start to believe this is different, and then we all know what's going to happen. Whether it be tonight or one of the next few weeks, you're going to drop a game or two. We know this.
Oh, okay. We'll see. Yeah. They wasn't dropping. The only person that was dropping was CeeDee Lamb that game. But guess what? We got George Pickens. Looking like Randy Moss on y'all.
Listen, he's having a nice season. Yeah. Let's take a deep breath with the Randy Moss stuff. Little deep breath.
Oh, I said he was looking like Randy Moss.
I didn't say he looked like Randy Moss.
He was looking like Randy Moss on that game. He's up over two defenders.
Oh, I know. He's played very well. It was a great trade. It was a great. I got eyes. I see it. He's played well.
And your boy AJ Brown is washed up too. You know that, right? You need to put him at tight end.
That's enough. What? All right, move no more.
See, that's why you can't let people come.
This is your fault.
What you mean?
That's a lot.
You open the show, 10-gallon hat, picking the Cowboys to win tonight, and then
I think they're going to win.
And then you said a few minutes ago, it's better for the Eagles if the Cowboys win tonight.
Yeah, motivated. I mean, they should. Like, to be honest, they should already be motivated, but that's even more motivation.
Man, it is a hell of a take, Hugh. It's one I wasn't ready for.
This is the position. The Eagles were the master of their own destiny.
They gave that up now.
About 2 weeks ago.
They gave it up.
So now your back's against the wall, and you have no other recourse. There's nothing that can be said on Monday. Tuesday, I should say, if this goes south. There's nothing you can tell to this fan base. You can't sit there because there's a camp, right, that believes what the problem is.
Yeah.
And then you're going to try to go out there and another camp is going to try to spin. Well, no, it's not that. It's this. You have no other choice but to get it done.
They better win. It sure would be nice if the Cowboys lose tonight as well. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. All right, where are you at? Are you still confident the Eagles win the division? Yes or no? Should I take back the take? We raised the banner a month ago, and a lot of people want me to take this take back that the NFC East is over. And Hugh Douglas thinks a Dallas win tonight is good for the Eagles. Do you agree with that? Plus, when we come back, we will celebrate a generational run by someone here on this show that may or may not have come to a screeching halt. That is next. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance at the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take your shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.